Senior Integrated Media Manager and host of Texans TV, Drew Doherty.
Derwin Jordan, dear Drew, we've heard that Brandon Weeden could have been considered the best arm in camp. What have you heard from the coaches, and how crazy will the backup battle be? Well, I don't know about the best arm. It could be. I mean, he, after all, played in the minor leagues in baseball and was a pitcher, so he definitely has a great arm. But Tom Savage's arm is nothing to sneeze at. Deshaun Watson, pretty good arm as well. But as far as the backup spot behind Tom Savage goes, I would imagine Whedon's there, but look out for Watson. Anything is possible. The guy won a national title. I think the Texans overall at the quarterback position in a much better spot than they were last year. Brian Tergerson, dear Drew, Greg Mance did great last year. Nick Martin should take his position. Could you see Greg moving into the guard position easily, or vice versa? I suppose that could happen. I do think everything you said there was correct. Mance was really good last year. Nick Martin, kind of the odds-on favorite to take the center spot this year. But as far as Mance playing a guard spot, Xavier Sofilo, Jeff Allen going to have a lot to say about that. Maybe David Questenberry as well. But nonetheless, at the very minimum, you've raised the level of depth and competition on your offensive line, and that's a good, good thing. And Brian, man, that's a great question. So great that you get Texas Lottery scratch-offs. So email us here and say, hey, I'm Brian. I won these scratch-offs, and they'll send you some scratch-offs, and you might be rich. Nick Batista, dear Drew, who is the most impressive or most improved player so far this year? Listen, it's only July. We haven't seen a whole lot. But if you're pressing me for one guy, keep your eyes on Tyler Irvin. He's going to do some things this year, I think. Watch out for Tyler Irvin. One step, 1 week closer to training camp. I can't wait. We'll see you again.